You're listening to New Tinea. An 8-qubit quantum computer is moving into a commercial data center. Dirac and Equinix plan to install an 8-qubit silicon quantum computer in a Sydney commercial data center in October. The trial will test remote operation and infrastructure integration, but the tiny processor cannot perform useful fault-tolerant computing and has not been installed yet. An 8-qubit quantum computer is leaving a university laboratory for a commercial data center in Sydney. Dirac and Equinix plan to install the complete silicon spin system in October, not to solve useful industrial problems yet, but to test whether it can be operated remotely beside ordinary servers. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Dirac and Equinix agreed to place a self-contained silicon quantum computer in a shared commercial data center.
Why does it matter?
The trial will test installation, networking, monitoring, and security in the infrastructure businesses already use.
What is the catch?
The processor has only 8 qubits. Installation is still pending, and no useful quantum advantage will be demonstrated by moving it. Key number, 8 qubits make this an infrastructure experiment, not a commercially useful quantum computer.
What is actually moving into the data center?
The deployment announcement says the system combines an 8-qubit silicon chip with its cryogenic cooling and control electronics. It should fit alongside conventional racks, draw less than 20 kilowatts, and require limited integration work. The installation is scheduled for October 2026. Once it is running, the companies intend to evaluate remote monitoring, open network connectivity, and secure links with classical processors. That makes the immediate question operational. Can a delicate quantum machine function reliably inside a facility designed for many customers, rather than under constant hands-on attention in a research laboratory?
Why use silicon spin qubits?
Dirac stores quantum information in electron spins inside silicon devices made with techniques related to conventional chip fabrication. The attraction is density and compatibility with semiconductor foundries. The difficult part is preserving fragile quantum states while adding the control, wiring, and error correction needed for far more qubits. Earlier, New Tinea coverage examined wiring and error-checking experiments involving silicon qubits, as well as a tiny control chip operated near the qubits. The Sydney project addresses another layer of the same engineering problem, operating the whole machine as managed infrastructure. A deployment test, not a computing breakthrough. Independent reporting by Barron's describes the move as a test of operational readiness. Dirac is also one of 11 companies in the second stage of DARPA's quantum benchmarking initiative, which is evaluating whether competing approaches have a credible route to a useful machine. Before we overstate the result, 8 qubits are far below the scale required for useful fault-tolerant computation, and the companies have not supplied independent performance, error rate, or uptime measurements for this deployment. The machine has not been installed yet. Claims about replacing chips or eventually reaching millions of qubits describe a development path, not a capability demonstrated in Sydney.
What would count as success?
The meaningful results will be whether the system can be installed on schedule, controlled remotely, kept stable and integrated securely, without specialist intervention, at every step. Those measurements would not prove commercial quantum computing has arrived, but they could show that one small machine can survive outside the laboratory environment in which it was built. Read the full article at newtinea.com.